Hello everyone, we are meeting again with Rajarata Seve Guru Kedara on air program. It's good day to learn something new. So, we hope you all are staying safe and healthy, isn't it children? We are your teachers, I'm Maheshi Nisansala Suranjeeva, together with Kalpani Karnaratna. Before we start today's lesson, let's listen to this simple conversation. There are two friends, Nishini and Kasuni. They met at the school sports meet. Nishini: Hi Kasuni, it's great. You won the race. You ran fast. Kasuni: Thanks Nishi. And you have danced beautifully at the inaugural ceremony. Nishini: Yes, we did it happily. Kasuni: Yes, we all have worked collaboratively and creatively. Nishini: Now I have to go quickly. Kasuni: Sure Nishini, complete your task properly. Okay children, I'll read it again. Listen carefully. There are two friends, Nishini and Kasuni. They meet at the school sports meet. Nishini: Hi Kasuni, it's great. You won the race. You ran fast. Kasuni: Thanks Nishini, and you have danced beautifully at the inaugural ceremony. Nishini: Yes, we did it happily. Kasuni: Yes, we all have worked collaboratively and creatively. Nishini: Now I have to go quickly. Kasuni: Sure Nishini, complete your task properly. Now children, there are some set of words: fast, beautifully, happily, collaboratively, creatively, quickly, properly. Do you know what are they? Why we use those words? Listen again. Run fast. Danced beautifully. Did happily. Worked creatively. Work collaboratively. Go quickly. Complete properly. Those words have used to describe the actions. Listen again. Run fast. Dance beautifully. Do happily. Work creatively. Work collaboratively. Go quickly. Complete properly. Okay, dear children. Let's study them one by one. First one. Run fast. How Kasuni has run? She runs fast. Fast used to describe the action run. Fast kiyanne putte vegi. She runs fast. Avegen duwano. Look at the next example. Dance beautifully. How Nishi dance? She dance beautifully. To describe the action dance, here use the word beautifully. Beautifully kiyanne lassanata. Natanawa kiyana kriyapade vistara karanna beautifully natha lassanata kiyana wacane bhavita karala thiyenu. They did it happily. How they did it? happily, happily, satuti. To describe the way they did it, the term happily is used. Happily, ekyani satuti. Satuti niyala evade karakyanna. They worked creatively. How they worked? They worked creatively. Creatively kiyanne nirmanashiliwa. Ithin eyala kohomada weda kare? Nirmanashiliwa. They worked creatively. Work kiyana verb ekak vistara karanna creatively kiyana word ekak use karala tiyenawa. Worked collaboratively. Work collaboratively. What is meant by collaboratively? E kiyanne ekamathu. Eyala weda karapu vidhiya vistara karala tiyena collaboratively kiyana wacane. E kiyanne ekamathu weda kala kiyana eka. Worked collaboratively. Go quickly. Go quickly. Quickly ikmani. Ikmanin yanna. Go kiyana word ekak vistara karanna quickly kiyana word ekak use karala tiyena. Complete properly. Complete properly. Complete. Complete sampurna karana. Properly. Properly කියන්නේ ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ නිසියාකාරව කියන එක. Complete properly ඒ කියන්නේ නිසියාකාරව සම්පූර්ණ කරන්. So dear children, there are some words we use to describe the actions. Let's see what are they. Fast, beautifully, happily, creatively, collaboratively, quickly, and properly. Do you know the name of them? Okay, let's see what are they. Now, there's a beautiful song for you. Listen to this song. Then, we can discuss more about those words. Through this song, you can find the name we call for those words. Okay, dear children, are you ready? Let's listen this beautiful song.
Get your favorite Kids Learning Tube t-shirt or song today at kidslearningtubeshop.com. And don't forget to subscribe.
Kids Learning Tube! We are the adverbs. We modify everything that's not a noun. We can describe or modify any verb or adjective around. We are adverbs. We typically describe a verb. We explain how, when, or where something happened, you will learn.
Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs by describing an action before or after these types of words. Here's how an adverb modifies an action word. Let's look at some examples of how we add to a verb. When I say Matthew ran quickly, quickly is the adverb. It further describes the action ran. We just modified the verb word. When the red-eyed tree frog croaked loudly, loudly is the adverb describing how the frog croaked, you see. If you hear black panthers live everywhere, everywhere's the adverb describing where the black panthers live. Live being the modified verb. The gorilla will climb now. Now being the adverb describing when the gorilla climbs. Climb is the modified verb. Here's a list of how adverbs you can remember and learn. Try them with any action word when you go add to some verbs. Briskly, adoringly, carefully, gracefully, eagerly, happily, quickly, and urgently. Now here's some when adverbs. It's just a few I'm sure you've heard. They're a lot of fun to say when properly learned. Before, daily, never, now, then, tomorrow, when, today. Weekly, afterwards, annually, still, yesterday. Let's move on to where adverbs. Please learn them at your own pace. They describe where the action word may have taken place. Abroad, anywhere, away, here and somewhere outside. There, underground, upstairs, home, out inside. Adverbs are a lot of fun when they describe describe an action word. After this, we'll learn how adverbs modify adjectives. You've heard
we are the adverbs. We modify everything that's not a noun. We can describe or modify any verb or adjective around. We are adverbs. We typically describe a verb. We explain how, when, or where something happened, you will learn.
Adverbs also have the talent to modify an adjective. Here are a few examples in this lesson I will give. This elephant's ears are very big. Very is the adverb describing the ear's intensity of big. The adjective you heard, that's an unusually tall tree. The adverb's unusually intensifying tall. The adjective that's describing, see. Let's look at adverbs that modify other adverbs, which is called an intensifier. Here are some words. Almost daily I am animating. Almost tells how daily. Both almost and daily are adverbs. Now you see. My brother runs very fast. Very tells how fast he runs. Adverbs modifying adverbs. This lesson's done.
We are the adverbs. We modify everything that's not a noun. We can describe or modify any verb or adjective around. We are adverbs. We typically describe a verb. We explain how, when, or where something happened, you will learn.
Okay, dear children, hope you all have enjoyed the song. Okay, then what are we going to discuss today? Yes, it's about adverbs. Before begin our lesson, let's do a simple activity. Please be ready with your notebook and a pen. There are 5 sentences. Shall we write down them? Are you ready? Okay. I'll read them one by one. What are you going to do now? You have to write down the sentences. There are 5 sentences. Number 1. Mother cooks tastily. Mother cooks tastily. Mother. M-O-T-H-E-R. Cooks. C-O-O-K-S. Tastily. T-A-S-T-I-L-Y. Mother cooks tastily. Number 2. Father speaks loudly. Father speaks loudly. F-A-T-H-E-R. Father. Speaks. S-P-E-A-K-S. Speaks. Loudly. L-O-U-D. Loud. L-Y. Loudly. Father speaks loudly. Number 3. Sister dances beautifully. Sister dances beautifully. S-I-S-T-E-R. Sister. Dances. T-A-N-C-E-S. Dances. Beautifully. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L-L-Y. Beautifully. Number 4. Brother comes quickly. Brother comes quickly. B-R-O-T-H-E-R, brother, comes, C-O-M-E-S, comes, quickly, Q-U-I-C-K-L-Y, quickly, brother comes quickly. Number 5, I play play cricket happily. I play cricket happily. I, capital I, play, P-L-A-Y, cricket, C-R-I-C-K-E-T, cricket, happily, H-A-P-P-I-L-Y, I play cricket happily. Okay, dear children, I'll read them again. Go through your sentences. Number 1. Mother cooks tastily. Mother cooks tastily. Number 2. Father speaks loudly. Father speaks loudly. Number 3. Sister dances beautifully. Sister dances beautifully. Number 4. Brother comes quickly. Brother comes quickly. Number 5. I play cricket happily. I play cricket happily. Hope you have finished. Okay, children. Now we are going to do simple task. Can you highlight the words which used to describe the action words given in those sentences? එකනේ දුවේපතේ මේ වාක්‍යවල තියෙන ක්‍රියාපද විස්තර කරලා තියෙන වචන හොයන්න පුළුවන්ද? Hope you all can. Try to do this. Try to find and underline the words which used to describe the actions. ඒ කියන්නේ ක්‍රියාපද ක්‍රියාවන් විස්තර කරන්න පාවිච්චි කරන්න තියෙන එහෙම නැත්නම් යොදාගෙන තියෙන වචන හොයලා ඒව යටි ඉරකඳි. Right. Shall we do the task? There's a nice song for you. While you're doing the activity, you can listen to this song. Okay, dear children. Let's start.
Adverbs tell you how or when, where or why something is done. Adverbs tell you how or when, where or why something is done. Adverbs can describe a verb, an adjective, or an adverb. Adverbs can describe a verb, an adjective, or an adverb. Bobby shouts noisily at the match. Jane waits excitedly to make the catch. Billy laughs loudly at his pet. Jenny flies quickly in her jet. Adverbs tell you how or when, where or why something is done. Adverbs tell you how or when, where or why something is done. Adverbs can describe a verb, an adjective, or an adverb. Adverbs can describe a verb, an adjective, or an adverb. That job is very naughty. This film is more exciting than I thought it would be. That outfit's really crazy. My mom just told me I'm extremely lazy. Adverbs tell you how or when, where or why something is done. Adverbs tell you how or when, where or why something is done. Adverbs can describe a verb, an adjective, or an adverb. Adverbs can describe a verb, an adjective, or an adverb. Debbie almost always fell over in this weather. The children are playing so nicely together. Trisha likes to sing tremendously loudly. Lenny wears his medals extremely proudly. Adverbs tell you how or when, where or why something is done.
Okay, dear children, now we are going to listen to another beautiful song. While listen to this song, try to catch the adverbs used there. What are the adverbs? Adverbs කියන්නේ අප ක්‍රියාපද විස්තර කරන්න පාවිච්චි කරලා තියෙන වචනවලට. ඒවට අපි සිංහලෙන් කියනවා ක්‍රියා විශේෂණ. මොනවද ක්‍රියා විශේෂණ? ක්‍රියාවන්, එහෙම නැත්නම් actions, විශේෂයෙන් විස්තර කරලා කියන්න පාවිච්චි කරන වචන. Adverbs. In English, we call them adverbs. Okay. Listen to this song carefully and try to catch the adverbs as much as you can.
An adverb tells you more about a verb. Adverbs tell us how, when and where the action takes place. The dog barks loudly. The adverb loudly tells us more about the verb barks. The adverb loudly tells us how the dog barks. The store opens early. The adverb early tells us more about the verb opens. The adverb early tells us when the store opens. The bus stops here. The adverb here tells us more about the verb stops. The adverb here tells us where the bus stops. An adverb tells you more about a verb.
Well, thank you, Maheshi teacher. Now, my dear children, let's see how to make an adverb of manner. Earlier, with Maheshi teacher, you learned how to use adverbs in sentences. And briefly, you learned that most of the adverbs are ending in ly and some are not like that. They are known as irregular adverbs. Okay, now you know something about adverbs of manner. So, let's make them. Now, I'm going to relate a story. Hope you all like stories. In this story, there are some adverbs. Listen to it and find what they are. This story is about the wind and the sun. The wind and the sun talk loudly outside. "I am stronger than you are," the wind said boastfully. "Ha!" laughed the sun scornfully. "I am much stronger than you." They decided then to put it to a test. "Do you see that man there?" asked the wind. "I'm so strong that I will blow his coat off easily." The wind puffed powerfully. The man shivered coldly and pulled his coat tightly around himself. Then it was the sun's turn. The sun shone down brightly. The man became so hot that he took off his coat immediately. Dear children, again I am going to relate the story. Now listen to it carefully and find out the adverbs. The wind and the sun talk loudly outside. "I am stronger than you are," the wind said boastfully. "Ha!" laughed the sun scornfully. "I am much stronger than you." They decided then to put it to a test. "Do you see that man there?" asked the wind. "I'm so strong that I will blow his coat off easily." The wind puffed powerfully. The man shivered coldly and pulled his coat tightly around himself. Then it was sun's turn. The sun shone down brightly. The man became so hot that he took off his coat immediately. I think you know this story, no? Okay, children, did you catch the adverbs? Now see whether you have found these adverbs. First, I will read them with a phrase, and after that, I will read only the adverb. Number one, the sun talked loudly. The sun talked loudly. Number two, the wind said boastfully. The wind said boastfully. Number three, laughed the sun scornfully. Laughed the sun scornfully. Number four, blow his coat off easily. Blow his coat off easily. Number five, the wind puffed powerfully. The wind puffed powerfully. Number six, the man shivered coldly. The man shivered coldly. Number seven, the sun shone down brightly. The sun shone down brightly. Number eight, he took off his coat immediately. He took off his coat immediately. Now I will read again. This time I am going to read only the adjectives. Okay, let's see. Number one, loudly, loudly. Number two, boastfully, boastfully. Number three, scornfully, scornfully. Number four, easily, easily. Number five, powerfully, powerfully. Number six, coldly, coldly. Number seven, brightly, brightly. Number eight, immediately, immediately. So I think it's better to write them. Shall we write them with the meaning? Take a notebook and write them. Okay, number one, loudly, loudly, L-O-U-D-L-Y, loudly. Loudly kiyala kiyanne puthe shabda naga. Emanathnam haiyen kiyala api kiyanne. Eka theruma shabda naga emanathnam haiyen. Number two, boastfully, boastfully. B-O-A-S-T-F-U-L-L-Y, boastfully. Udagu kamin, udagu kamin. Emanathnam api kiyana ujaruven kiyala kiyanne. Anne eka. Number three, scornfully, S-C-O-R-N-F-U-L-L-Y, S-C-O-R-N-F-U-L-L-Y, scornfully. එක අපි කියන නිග්‍රහ කරන අන්දමේ. ඒ කියන්නේ නෝන්ඩියට වගේ කියලා කියන්නේ. හරි. Number four, easily, easily, E-A S-I-L-Y, E-A-S-I-L-Y. ඒක තේරුම පුතේ ලේසියෙන් කියන එක. ලේසියෙන්. Number 5, powerfully. Powerfully. P-O-W-E-R-F-U-L-L-Y. P-O-W-E-R-F-U-L-L-Y. මේක තේරුම පුතේ බලවත් ලෙස. එමනම් ජව සම්පන්න ලෙස කියන අර්ථය. Number 6, coldly. Coldly. Coldly කියලා කියන පුතේ C O L D L Y. C O L D L Y. ඒකේ තේරුම පුතේ සීතලෙන්. සීතලෙන්. Number 7, brightly. B R I G H T L Y. B R I G-H-T-L-Y, deepthimath lesa, deepthimath lesa. Last one, number 8, immediately, immediately, I-double-M-E-D-I-A-T-E-L-Y, I-double-M-E-D-I-A-T-E-L-Y. Eke therum kute ekka vara, himanana sanakin kiyan eka. Well, my dear children, now you have a set of adverbs written in your notebook. We took them from our story. So, let's do an activity with it. Here, you have to separate the adverbs into two parts. I will take the first word as an example. So, when you write the word again, write like this. Loudly, loudly, an aroma. Then you have to separate the word into two parts. First word is loud and the other word is ly. L-O-U-D and ly. දරුවනේ අපි මේ කරන්න යන ක්‍රියාකාරකම මෙහෙමයි කරන්නේ මුලින්ම ඔයාලා ඇඩ්වර්බ් එක ලියලා ඒ වචනේ දෙකට කඩන්න ඕනේ ඒ කියන්නේ අපි වචනේ දෙකට වෙන් කරන්නේ ly කොටස අපි ඉවත් කරලා අනිත් කොටස ලියන එකයි කරන්නේ එතකොට ඒ වචනේ ly කොටස අනිත් කොටසෙන් වෙන් කරලා ඔයාලා ලියන්න ඕනේ මෙන්න මෙහෙම loudly කියන වචනේ loudly කියන එක ලිව්වා අපි ඊතලයක් ගැහුවා ඉස්සරහට ඒකේ වචන අපි කඩනවා ly අපි අයින් කරාන් පස්සේ අපිට ඉතුරු වෙන්නේ ඉතුරු වචනේ loud කියන එක. ඒ කියන්නේ l o u d. ඊට පස්සේ චුට්ටක් දුරින් අපි ly කියන එක ලියනවා. ඒ විදිහට අපිට අනිත් වචන වලටත් ලියන්න පුළුවන්. Okay, let's do it. Okay, take number 2 boastfully. You have to separate the word, separate ly and write boastful. B-O-S-T-F-U-L චුට්ටක් ඇඩ් කරලා ly boastful ly number 3 scornfully scornfully කියන එකෙත් පුතේ ly අපි අයින් කරාම අපිට ඉතුරු වෙන්නේ scornful කියන එක S-C-O-R-N-F-U-L number 4 easily easily කියන එකේ පුතේ ඔන්න බලාගන්න ly අපි අයින් කරාම අපිට ඉතුරු වෙන්නේ EASI කියලා. අපි ඒකේ I වෙනුවට Y කියලා ලියාගමු. ඒ කියන්නේ EASY EC කියන වචනේ ඊට පස්සේ චුට්ටක් දුරින් අපි LY ලියනවා. අපි පස්සේ බලමු ඇයි එහෙම වෙන්නේ කියලා. Number 5 powerfully. Powerfully එකෙත් අපි LY අයින් කරාම අපිට ඉතුරු වෙන්නේ POW ERFUL. Powerful, ඊළඟට ly. Number 6, coldly. Cold. Ly අයින් කරාම අපිට ඉතුරු වෙන්නේ cold කියන එක. C-O-L-D. Number 7, brightly. B-R-I-G-H-T-L-Y. ඒකෙත් ly අයින් කරාම ඉතුරු වෙනවා අපිට bright කියන වචනේ. B-R-I-G-H-T. Number 8, immediately. I-M-M-E-D-I-A-T-E Immediate කියන එක ඊට පස්සේ ly එක අපි වෙනම ලියනවා. Okay, now we have separated the words. See the first set of words. First one, loud. What do you mean from loud? Loud කියලා කියන්නේ මොකද්ද පුතේ? ඒ කියන්නේ මහා ශබ්දයෙන් කියන තේරුම තමයි loud කියන එකේ තේරුම. එතකොට මේ loud කියන word එක අපි අයිති වෙන්නේ මොන ගොඩටද කියලා බලමු. The word loud is an adjective. What is an adjective? මොකක්ද adjective එකක් කියලා කියන්නේ? ඔව් adjective එකක් කියලා කියන්නේ පුතේ නාම විශේෂණයකට. ඉතින් නාම විශේෂණයකින් කෙරෙන්නේ මොකද්ද? නාම විශේෂණයකින් කෙරෙන්නේ නාම පදයක් තවදුරටත් විස්තර කරන එක. එන loud කියන වචනේ නාම විශේෂණයක්. ඒ කියන්නේ adjective එකක්. See, after separated the adverbs, we could have adjectives, a list of adjectives. So, my dear children, let's see the other words too. Boastful, scornful, easy, powerful, cold, bright, immediate. So, these all words are adjectives. Without ly, we have list of adjectives. Now, you can guess about how to form an adverb of manner. Yes, you got it. We can add ly at the end of an adjective. එහෙනම් අපිට දැන් adverb එකක්, එහෙම නැත්නම් ක්‍රියා විශේෂණයක් හදාගන්න පුළුවන්. ඒ සඳහා අපිට කරන්න තියෙන්නේ නාම විශේෂණයක් අගට ly එකතු කිරීම. ඒ කියන්නේ adjective එකකට අපි ly add කරලා adverb එකක් හදාගන්නවා. හැබැයි පුතේ මේ adverbs ඔක්කොම adverb of manners වලට අයිති ඒවා. So you can write like this. Adjective plus ly. Adjective adjective plus plus mark that means ධන ලකුණ. ඒ කියන්නේ අපි adjective එකට එකතු කරනවානේ පුතේ. ඊට පස්සේ inverted commas ඇතුළේ. එහෙම නැත්නම් ඔයාලා කියන්නේ පෙරලි කමා කියලා. ඒ ඇතුළේ ලියාගන්න ly. So you can make adverb after that. එහෙනම් සමාන ලකුණ දාලා ඉස්සරහින් adverb කියලා ලියාගන්න. A-D-V-E-R-P, adverb. We can't add ly to all adjectives. There are some spelling rules. අපිට පුතේ හැම adjective එකකටම ly එකතු කරන්න බෑ. ඒකටත් අපිට spelling rule එකක් තියෙනවා. Let's see them. Shall we write them? Now, first, we will take the words ends in y. Okay, put number 1 and write. Adjectives end in y. Adjectives end, E-N-D, in, I-N, with it, inverted commas, write y. Ekyane adjectives, y akureng yurane adjectives kene tama api kata karanne anne. Here, you have to remove y and add ily. පළවෙනි නීතියේදී අපි කතා කරන්නේ adjectives වල y වලින් ඉවර වෙන adjectives ගැන. එතකොට ඒ වගේ තැන්වලදී පුතේ y අකුරු ඉවත් කරලා ඒ වෙනුවට අපි ily add කරනවා. y අකුරු අයින් කරලා ily add කරනවා. So let's write some examples. Write easy. ලියාගන්න easy කියන වචනේ. E-A-S-Y, ඊළඟට arrow mark එකක්, ඒ කියන්නේ ඊතලයක් දාලා, අපි ඒකට ly එකතු කරන්නේ නැහැ, අපි කිව්වා y අයින් කරලා, ඒ වෙනුවට ily add කරනවා කියලා. එහෙනම් අපිට y අයින් කරාම ඉතුරු වෙන්නේ E-A-S. ඊට පස්සේ අපි adverb එක හදා ගන්න ඕන නිසා, එතනට ily add කරනවා. එතකොට ඔයාලට වචනේ එනවා easily කියන වචනේ. අපි බලමු happy කියන වචනේ. H-A-P-P-Y. ඒකෙත් y වලින් නේ ඉවර වෙන්නේ. එහෙනම් එතනත් අපි y අයින් කරලා ඒ වෙනුවට ily හදා ගන්නවා. හරි. දැන් ඔයාලා කියන්න බලන්න ඔයාලට ආපු වචනේ. Yes, happily. H-A-P-P-I-L-Y. Not y, ily. I එකතු කළා තමයි අපි ly add කරන්නේ. So how about heavy? H-E-A-V-Y, H-E-A-V-Y, heavy. Heavy කියන්නේ පුතේ බර. එතකොට අපි ඒකේ adverb එක හදමු බලන්න. Y අකුර අයින් කරා, ඒ වෙනුවට ily add කරා. එතකොට අපිට එනවා වචනේ heavily. H-E-A-V-I-L-Y. Well, let's move on to our second rule. Second one, write it. Adjectives end in double L. Adjectives end in inverted commas ඇතුලේ පුතේ double L කියලා ලියාගන්න. කියන්නේ L අකුරු දෙක. ඒ කියන්නේ L අකුරු දෙකකින් ඉවර වෙන වචනයක් තිබ්බොත් අපි මොකද කරන්නේ? There you have to add only Y. ඒ කියන්නේ ඔයාලා එතන එකතු කරන්න ඕනේ පුතේ Y අකුර විතරයි. මොකද කවදාවත් අපි triple L ලියන්නේ නැහැ. අපිට double L වලින් ඉවර වෙන වචනයක් තිබ්බොත් ඒකට අපි add කරන්නේ y විතරයි. හරි. මේ example එක ලියාගන්න. Full. F-U-L-L. ඊවසි ඉස්සරහින් ඊතලයක් ගහලා ලියාගන්න එක adverb එක F-U-L-L-Y. Only y. Because we have double L. So, rule number 3, there you have any adjective and you can add ly. ඒකයන්නේ ඕනම adjective එකක් තිබ්බොත් ඔයාලට ඒකට ly එකතු කරලා adverb of manner එකක් හදාගන්න පුළුවන්. Any adjective plus ly. Okay, what are the examples? Now see, quick. 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 අපි එකට ly add කරාම අපිට එනවා quickly. 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 Slow. ඊළඟේ වචනේ අපි ලියාගමු slow කියන වචනේ. S-L-O-W. Slow. එතකොට ඒක adverb එක තමයි පුතේ slowly. අකට ly add කරන්න. S-L-O-W-L-Y. But my dear children, keep in your mind, we never add ly for fast and hard. ඒ කියන්නේ අපි ly add කරන්නේ මෙන්න මේ වචන දෙකට. හරි? ඒ වචන දෙක තමයි fast කියන වචනේ, hard කියන වචනේ. ඔයාලා ලියාගන්න එක FAST fast. අපි ඒක fastly කියලා ලියන්නේ නැහැ. අපි ලියන්නේ fast කියලාමයි. Hard කියන එකෙත් පුතේ HARD hardly කියලා අපි භාවිතා කරන්නේ නැහැ. අපි ලියන්නේ hard කියන එක වචනේ. Now, this is a small activity to be done at home. I will give the adjectives and then you have to form the adverb of each. දැන් මම දෙන මේ activity එක ඔයාලා ගෙදරදී කරන්න ඕනේ. ඒකෙදි මම ඔයාලට adjectives ටිකක් දෙන්නේ. ඒ adjectives වල adverb එක ඔයාලා හදලා ලියන්න ඕනේ. Now, write this. First, draw a table with two columns. මුලින්ම තීරු දෙකක වකුවක් අඳින්න. එහි මුල්ම තීරුවේ adjective කියලා ලියන්න. අනෙක් තීරුවේ adverbs කියලා නම් කරගන්න. Okay. Under the adjectives, write these words one by one. Number one, brave. B-R-A-V-E, brave. Number two, careful. C-A-R-E-F-U-L, careful. Number three, honest. Honest, H-O-N-E-S-T, honest. Number four, angry. A-N-G-R-Y, angry. Number five, lazy. L-A-Z-Y, L-A-Z-Y. Number six, painful. P-A-I-N-F-U-L, painful. Number seven, good. G-O-O-D, good. Number eight, fast. F-A-S-T, fast. Number nine, open. O-P-E-N, open. Number ten, bad. B-A-D, bad. I will read the words again. Brave. Number two, careful. Number three, honest. Number four, angry. Number five, lazy. Number six, painful. Number seven, good. Number eight, fast. Number nine, open. Number ten, bad. Fill this table and send it to our WhatsApp number. I will tell the number. You can write it down. Note 71 126-9490. Note 71-126-9490. Binduay 71 126 94 90. Binduay 71 126 94 90. එතකොට පුතේ ඔයාලට ඔයාලා මේ ලියන activity එක අපිට send කරන්න පුළුවන් අපේ WhatsApp group එකට. අපි එතකොට ඔයාලගේ එක බලලා ඊළඟ දවසේ කවුද අපිට මේ උත්තර ලියලෙව්වේ කියලා අපේ ඊළඟ ප්‍රෝග්‍රෑම් එකේදී අපි අනවුස් කරනවා. So my dear children, the time has gone fast. We are about to finish our program. Before finishing our program, I would like to present our today's thought. The beautiful thing about learning is that no one can take it away from you. The beautiful thing about learning is that no one can take it away from you. ඔබ ඉගෙන ගත්තේ තවත් කෙනෙකුට ඔබෙන් හොරා ගන්නට බෑ. ඔබ ඉගෙන ගත්තේ තවත් කෙනෙකුට ඔබෙන් සොරා ගන්නට බෑ. So my dear children, It's time to say goodbye to you all. Stay at home and follow the health habits. Goodbye, my dear children, and good night to you all.